Governments across Central America are cracking down on street gangs. The tough measures are popular with the public, but some worry that basic civil liberties are being lost in the fight for public security. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from San Salvador.
In the lower-class San Salvador neighborhood of Amatepec, gang members are normally easy to spot. Young men with shaved heads, baggy pants, and bold tattoos proclaiming membership usually in one of two gangs, the 18th Street or the MS for Mara Salvatrucha. But since a major crackdown began here last month, the gangsters have gone underground. That makes local school teacher Alex Enrique very happy. At the Amatepec Public Elementary School, gang members used to enter freely to seek young recruits. Enrique says many of his students are growing up without parents and are vulnerable. Remember, both girls and boys pass through a phase in which they need to identify themselves with somebody, he says, the parental figure. And if they can't find that, they'll seek it in someone else. And perhaps that person, he adds, can lead them down the wrong path. Central America has seen a dramatic erosion in the family over the last two decades, as parents either fled brutal wars or have migrated north looking for work. Along with that, gangs have proliferated, with tens of thousands of young people joining. Many members are deportees who got involved with gangs in the U.S., in cities like Los Angeles, and have brought gang culture home with them. Salvadoran police say gangs commit up to 40 murders a month and are involved in drug dealing, extortion, and kidnappings. Police are far outnumbered, and so the government has taken the unprecedented step of sending soldiers into the streets to back up the civilian officers. So far, they've rounded up some 1,200 gang members, though half have already been released because of a lack of evidence to prosecute. Here, gang membership is not a crime, though it soon could be. Both El Salvador and Guatemala are considering following the lead of Honduras, where any gang-related activities are now outlawed. There, young men and women are being sent to prison for up to 12 years for simply bearing gang tattoos. Those who work to rehabilitate gang members say the tough new initiatives go too far and are misdirected. Each month at San Salvador's airport, about 350 deported Salvadorans arrive from the U.S. in handcuffs. Officials say about 1 in 10 are gang members in the U.S. Greeting them is a social worker named Miguel, who helps reintegrate gang members into society. He says by going after these kids, authorities are missing the real targets, organized criminals who use the gangs to move drugs and assassinate enemies.
Los organizados, pues no, esos permanecen impunes.
The organized crime people, no, they remain immune, he says, and they're crawling all over Central America, even Latin America, and their tentacles reach all the way to El Salvador. Disembarking the most recent flight of deportees from the U.S. are 75 Salvadorans. None admit to being in a gang. But authorities are suspicious of at least one, a 27-year-old man named Ben. Ben has just arrived in chains from Los Angeles. Though he insists he's not a gang member, Salvadoran immigration officials stripped him and videotaped his myriad tattoos. Ben leaves the airport surprised and angered by his hostile reception.
I feel like I've been violated. And that's just a violation of my human rights. I figure, how are you going to get me naked? Then they fingerprint me, as if I'm a criminal, and I'm asking them, what's the reason for this?
Part of the reason is the 3 years Ben served in a California prison for drugs and violence. Ben went to Los Angeles at age 3 with his family and has lived there all his life. Though he speaks Spanish, he knows almost no one in El Salvador. All he's brought with him is 2 pairs of pants and some personal papers. He says he thinks his grandmother lives in the eastern city of San Miguel, some 4 hours away, and he plans to find her. Meanwhile, as the El Salvadoran crackdown continues, some gangsters are fighting back in an ungang-like way. This month, about 20 young Salvatruchas in the capital held a press conference to explain and defend their lifestyles. They demanded jobs to help them get off the street while swearing they'd never leave their adopted gang family. In an attempt to show their human side, one member read a poem he'd written about life on the street.
Los niños más tristes del mundo nunca fueron niños.
We, the saddest children in the world, were never children, he reads. We never had toys, kisses, or hugs. The most important thing has always been to survive in this crazy, savage, and disorderly world. Why bother learning to read and write when our parents sacrificed us for the illusion of a better life fleeing the country? The gang members accused the government of Salvadoran President Francisco Flores of using them as scapegoats to gain political points ahead of next March's federal elections. The government denies the charge. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.